They had to be very good swimmers to swim across, of course. And there is this story, and I think it's pretty authentic, that there was one boy who did that without his father's consent, without asking him anything. And his father beat him every day for a month. That's a story, really, a true story. But he swam the river just the same, got home safely.
I didn't realize that a river would be that dangerous with the currents.
You never have been around the Mississippi.
It looks like it's slow to me.
I know it does, but you go down by it, and you see that river's flowing pretty fast. And then you get in, you go swimming in it, and you find out that you can't swim up the river. It's going to push you down all the time, I'm sure. You couldn't swim strong. You know, I don't think you have the strength to swim against the river.
No, I wouldn't.
And if you start way up yonder and swimming, they always had to, I mean, they would come down way, way down the river.
You just have to swim at an angle toward the shore.
You just swim as you can toward the shore. But you'll be sure that you are, I mean, you'll be sure that the river is pushing you at an angle.
You'd say several children have what in that river? Have
drowned?
Or have...
Have swum the river.
But if you didn't know how to swim, you might get in the water and...
drown.
And yesterday he...
He drowned.
And...
he swam. Which do you want? Either one. All right.
Say a child puts their head on the ground and then turns the...
somersault.
And if you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for...
Not lanyap, that's not the word you're thinking of.
Did people use that word lanyap?
Yeah, the word lanyap was used around here a good deal. See, now that's a French term that survived. When you went to the bakery, they gave you a little ginger snap or two for lanyap. And the ice cream man always gave you a little topping of ice cream and said, this is lanyap.
Do people still use that?
Yes, the old people do. I don't know about the young ones.
And what a baby does before it can walk?
Crawls.
And you'd say that would be a hard mountain to...
climb.
But last year my neighbor...
climbed it.
But I have never...
I have never climbed it.
And say, she walked up to the altar and she...
knelt.
And... if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
And say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just...
he lay there.
And talking about things that you see in your sleep, you say, this is what I...
saw.
Or this is what I...
dreamt.
Okay. And often when I go to sleep, I...
dream.
But I usually can't remember what I have...
dreamt.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I...
woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
stomp.
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you would...
pull it.
And the other way would...
push.
And if a boy sees a girl at church and wants to go home with her, he'd say, may I...
go home with you?
Or may I what you home?
Take you home.
Okay. Would he say that if he had a car, take you home?
Yes. May I drive you home if he has a car?
Okay. And you'd throw a ball and ask somebody to...
catch it.
And I threw it and he...
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't...
caught anything.
And say, if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you just picked it up and...
carried it.
Okay. Any other words you'd use besides carry?
Carry? No, I don't know another word.
What if it was just all you could do to handle it? You'd say,
I don't know.
Do you ever say toted or lugged or...
no, I never have said that. I've never said it.